Summer begins officially next week, but film critic David Edelstein says two new movies opening today offer just the kind of escapist entertainment we expect this time of year. The Lake House is a love story that reunites Speed co-stars Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock in a time travel romance. The other film, Nacho Libre, stars Jack Black as a masked Mexican wrestling hero.
Romantic time travel fantasies are the refuge of fools who'd rather dream of ways to rewrite the past than to solve their problems in the present. And like most people, I'm a total sucker for them. I even love one of the dumbest, The Lake House, in which architect Keanu Reeves and chief hospital resident Sandra Bullock share an isolated retreat outside Chicago, 2 years apart. And for some reason, the filmmakers never even bother to cite sunspots or Indian burial grounds. They end up being able to mail each other letters. Down goes the red arm on the mailbox, and up bubbles another missive from the past or future. Keanu in 2004 asks, "Is it different in 2006? And Sandra says, "Oh, it's pretty much the same." And you wonder what planet she's on. Iraq? Katrina? The tsunami? You can see the climactic revelation limping its way toward you about 90 minutes before the nearsighted heroine does. But who cares? As they proved in Speed, Keanu and Sandra have so much chemistry, you happily wait for them to overcome their daunting temporal hurdles. She's all perky self-deprecation, and she has better hair than in years. It frames her face like it did on that runaway bus. And his peculiar combination of engagement and beautiful blankness appears to be ageless. After my screening, an older gentleman peppered a publicity assistant with questions of logic while the poor young woman stared into the middle distance. What could she say? The movie makes no sense. Really, folks, there are ways to fry your synapses that are much more fun than trying to diagram time travel romances. As the Buddhists might say about the river that is time, just go with the flow. And then go see Nacho Libre, which is even more entertainingly ridiculous. It's directed by Jared Hess of Napoleon Dynamite, the deadpan story of a stringy Idaho mouth breather with eyes at a perpetual half-mast. I'm not sure why, but this zombie comedy became a sort of teen anthem. This time, Hess has a truly dynamic Napoleon in Jack Black as Ignacio, Nacho for short, an apprentice Mexican orphanage friar turned masked wrestler. Deadpan does wonders for Black, who's sometimes so extroverted he gets tedious. Here, he's piously immobile, but with a devilish glint in his eyes, and he's given to striking would-be heartthrob poses and erupting into American Idol-style crooning. That is, he's given to explosions of Jack Blackness. The crazy slapstick headbanger wrestling matches are another good outlet for his talents, like this battle in an alley between Nacho and a skeletal street kid known as Esquilito, played by Hector Jimenez, who steals day-old tortilla chips meant for the orphans and who proves unusually limber.
Listen to me! Today, I have the chance of a lifetime, but first I need a man!
Get off me!
Don't you see? Your skills plus my skills in the ring. Tag team.
You're crazy.
Aren't you tired of getting dirt kicked in your face? Don't you want a little taste of the glory? See what it tastes like.
No.
If we win, we get 200 pesos.
Nacho Libre is semi-infantile camp, and there are one too many fart jokes, but it's also gorgeous, with pop-out reds and electric blues in the purposely cheesy wrestling scenes, which summon up an era of superhero Mexican wrestlers like Santo and the Blue Demon. As in Napoleon Dynamite, Hess puts his characters in the center of the frame to make them look more awkward, only this time behind them are storybook Mexican vistas. It's a surreal fairy tale. Black's Nacho makes moo cow eyes at the pure, breathtaking Sister Encarnacion, embodied by Ana de la Reguera, and his accent is forever slipping from the Frido Bandido to Maurice Chevalier to, I think, Slobodan Milosevic. He curls his eyebrows, he twitches his manly buttocks, and he leaps into the ring with a belly that might have been designed for bouncing off ropes. He makes you want to holler, Viva Nacho! Viva la estupidez!
David Edelstein is TV critic for New York Magazine.